Okay. 3, 2, 1, no, turn it back now!
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Hey, welcome.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. We got today, whatever morning, whatever you're having. We got Chutes and Ladders and Surrendering with Dignity. And somehow we're going to relate those two things.
In the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
I always have to
you
add
just like
in
to
like
keep
a
talking.
Bit, a little,
you just always,
little bit,
he
right
doesn't
over
know
the
when
top
to
of
stop
Brian
talking.
Bridges there. Just
stop talking.
It's like National Brian Bridges Appreciation Week.
Stop talking. That's what who was it that said, Coco Chanel said, when you look in the mirror, you always should take off the last accessory you put on. That means you'll never have too many accessories on. So when you are recording, you should always not say the last thing you want to say, and then you'll never record over Brian Bridges. See, you can learn so much from fashion. And people think it's just a shallow thing. But see? Why are you not talking? What? Oh, because I told you not to talk. I didn't mean now. I meant over Brian Bridges. If you don't talk, it's not a good show. Because I'm not funny like you are. So without you, the show isn't as good.
You're funny.
I'm funny because I laugh at you, not because I'm funny.
You're funny.
Funny because I laugh at you.
In fact,
and that's funny.
In fact, according to millions of people on the blog, you're brilliant.
Millions, all six.
Six? We both exaggerated, didn't we? Well.
Okay, two.
So, welcome everybody.
Hey,
how you doing?
It's Monday.
Hey,
are you okay? You're not seeming very with it. You were all worried I wasn't going to be with it, and you're not with it.
I'm with it. I got told to shut up first thing. It takes me a minute to get started back up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We need to talk real quick.
Yeah.
We need to bring in to focus. Okay. To all those out there who are under a rock or who don't come by mylifeministries.org for some weird reason.
Yes.
And that is that. We have a new toolbar.
Cool. Is that what you gave me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Even Faith, even technically handicapped Faith.
I use it.
Technically challenged Faith uses the toolbar. Now
I'm not technically challenged. I know how to do it if I learn.
Yeah.
So I'm not technically challenged.
No. What do you want to call it?
I just don't want to learn.
Okay. So learning challenged.
No.
Oh, no. No, that's not good either.
No.
What? What am I thinking?
I just lazy, technically lazy. That's what.
Okay,
that's a good,
technically
that's a good
lazy.
Way. That's
all
what
right.
We'll call it.
As long as it has a term, we can treat it.
Sure.
Now, so this toolbar, I put it on Face laptop. I put it on my laptop. Let me tell you the cool things about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a player built in to the toolbar.
Yeah, I just click on it and I can hear the shows.
And you don't have to load anything in there. It's already got Two Blind Squirrels loaded in there and it updates every day. So every time there's a new show, it's already in your player. It's there.
That's cool. I never listened to the shows and now I do.
Right. It doesn't have to download. It doesn't run at night while you're sleeping or anything like that. I mean, it just, what it does is it streams it through the little player. So.
Yeah, I played it today and Laura, yep. While I was feeding the kids lunch,
uh-huh.
And Laura went, Mama!
But you're not Lauren's mama.
I know, but she calls me mom anyway. And she heard we were the other bunny was on today, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
And so
you were going me 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 me,
and I was going me me me, and so Lauren was sitting in the high chair going mama me 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 me.
Funny,
that's cute.
She's cute. Listen, it also has comes preloaded with Jesus Geek. It also comes preloaded with Grace Junkies.
Oh, cool.
Dave, the Jaded Vasilian.
Who?
Dave.
The Mazda guy?
Why did you? At least you got the right car this time. No, he's not the Mazda guy. But at least you got the car. No, that's Rockin' Foe JC guy.
Oh, yeah. It's from Idaho.
Yeah.
Who said I was a different kind of funny. That's him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's him.
You see, I remember that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Trust me, she remembers that kind of stuff. Okay, so, no, Dave, JD Facilian, and Jen, who's on the forum, I think you spoke with, she...
Who?
Jen and Dave do a podcast.
My sister-in-law, Jen?
No, Jen and Dave do a podcast in Facilian, California. Whatever.
Oh, the other husband and wife podcast that I should listen to because it'd be funny? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't do.
But it's on your player if you want to listen to it.
Oh, I can't. Oh, it's there?
Yeah, so you don't even have to go look at
anything. Oh, I see. I just saw myself and never went any further.
There you go. Also, Holy Hip Hop, which is the, what do you call it? I don't remember the name of the podcast, but it's on there.
Gives
also,
me a headache.
Also, you can load any podcast you want to just get
Why
the RSS
is just
feed.
Holy Hip Hop out there? Why can't there be nice music?
Find a nice music podcast and I'll put it on.
Oh, it has to be a podcast.
Yeah, these are podcasts.
Oh.
There's also stations. There's a Christian rock station preloaded in there, and there's a Christian contemporary station preloaded in there, too, if you look. I can't listen to those things at work because I'm behind a firewall, but you can hear at the house.
Oh, okay. I'll do that then.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it like what I listen to on XM on the TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can load your own stations. You can load your own podcast on that player, and it'll do the same thing with whatever you put on it. But it comes preloaded with those. The other thing that's really cool about the toolbar is that it tells you when there are updates on the forum or on your
page. 32 new updates. No, like 32. Who on earth has been updating in the last second?
And it'll drop down box and gives you the name of the forums and the name of the threads. I mean,
and who's everything. On them.
Mm-hmm. So you can check. So you can use it that way. And also, I've got it right here. I can just look at it.
Here's what I know.
Here's what you know?
Here's what I know. I went out there today.
Yes, you did.
People talked a lot about pork. I'm a little concerned about how much people are talking about ground pork.
I've got comments about that. Let's get to it in a minute. But first, let's get through this toolbar session. You're trying to hijack my thought here.
Okay, you're not done yet.
No, it's got temperature for your local city.
I already have that on Yahoo.
It's got a mail notifier that tells you.
Yeah, but it's never right. By the way,
the mail notifier.
No, because I keep my email open all the time, and it says you have 4 new messages, and I go over there and I don't.
If you hit refresh, you will.
No, I wouldn't because I did, and it was not right.
Well, for one thing, you use Yahoo.
Yeah.
Which all bets are off.
Yeah, whatever.
But I use Gmail, and it works perfectly. Okay.
Well, then maybe you just have it set up to work with Gmail.
And it will play what I like about it is I can put it off in the background at work, and it will actually play a sound when I get a Gmail, which Gmail doesn't do.
That would be annoying.
No, that's helpful to me because that way I know when I got an email.
Well, that's your work email. No.
No, it's my personal email. I don't care when I get a work email.
Well, that's not a good attitude to have. You want to keep your job, remember?
Yeah, it also has news broadcasts from us. So under news, if I tell you something cool, like for instance, right now it says news one item, and if you look at that, it says MLM to support Internet Evangelical Day, and you can click on that and read the little article I wrote about My Life Ministries supporting that.
You wrote an article? Cool.
Yes. And so, there you go. There's also some other tools and other gadgets you can add to it if you want to. Here's the cool things it doesn't do. It doesn't
load.
Well,
don't tell people that.
No, it doesn't load a bunch of junk on your computer.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah. Okay.
It's just an extension in Firefox. I don't know how it works in IE. I guess they have extensions too. I don't know. I never use that funky program. But
okay.
So anyway, check that out. You can find it at mylifeministries.org. And just look for the little, hey, have you got my toolbar yet?
If I can use it, anybody can use it.
This is true. All right. Next we have on the list is you were going to tell us about Chutes and Ladders. And Jamie Lee Curtis playing Chutes and Ladders. Is that true?
I don't know if it's Chutes and Ladders. I'm guessing that was the game she was referring to.
Uh-huh.
But she was doing an interview and she was on AARP.
Yes.
Magazine. And
that's the old people magazine.
Uh-huh. She's 50.
They play Chutes and Ladders?
No, but she was a spokesperson for a gaming company.
Oh, okay.
I would assume, I think it's Mattel, because I remember the commercials when she did them. Mm-hmm. Is it Mattel who does Chutes and Ladders?
I don't know.
And Sorry and all those. Anyway, so she was talking about how frustrating it was that they did these, they do these studies where they have parents and kids come in and play the games and, you know, get their opinions about the games and stuff. So I'm thinking it's Chutes and Ladders because it's the one that makes the most sense. It really doesn't matter what game it was.
No.
Because she said that they that the parents, the mothers came to the makers of the game and said, we don't like that this game gets you all the way to the top and then makes you fall back down and you have to start over again because our children have temper tantrums. And we don't want them to have temper tantrums. Cause, so could you fix it that they don't have to fall all the way back to the bottom and start over? And the company did.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
So she's not the spokesperson anymore?
I don't know, but she said that she thought it was ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And she didn't say what company, or she didn't call them out or anything.
Why don't you teach them how to be good
losers? That's exactly what she was saying. And I was impressed that she actually was, you know,
prepare them for a few slides in their life.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay to lose. Teach them to be a good loser.
Hey,
teach them to be a good winner.
The more you slide, the more you get to play.
Mm-hmm.
If you would hadn't slid anything, the game would be over.
Yeah, it'd be done. It makes the game last longer.
There you go.
That's right. Like in Uno. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, that game can go on forever.
The three of us can play Uno for an hour and hours and hours and hours.
I cheated that game.
No, you don't. Not until the end.
I do. After about 2 hours, I'm like flipping through cards. I'm giving Helen wild cards. Everything I can find. Please win.
Please make this game end.
I'm not saying I cheat to win. I just cheat for the game to be over.
Yeah. But I just think that's interesting that we've come to this point where companies are changing games so that our children have temper tantrums. That's just sad.
That's ridiculous.
It's just sad.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I think
I don't like the trend.
I think it's a farce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do. What were you going to say
about it? Is that all you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to share. I didn't have any big long diatribe or anything. I just wanted to share.
Okay.
Just thought it was interesting. Why?
What our world's
you want me to talk
to.
About more?
It's what our world's coming to.
I know.
No, you don't have to talk about it more. I was going to talk a little bit on sort of a related subject, and that is surrender with dignity. The reason why it's a little related is because it comes from Grow Kids.
Yeah.
We took Grow Kids. And why don't you give the brief synopsis of what it means, and then I'll give you my...
Well, to give an example,
comment.
Like with a toddler. So the toddler goes to touch the radiator, say, okay? And you say, you know, no, sir, don't touch the radiator. And you take their hand off, you know, say, don't touch.
Right.
So then they stand there and they look at you and they look at the radiator and you go off and do what you're doing. And then they put their hand, they go to touch the radiator again. And you say, no, sir, mm-hmm. Mama said, do not touch the radiator. And then you stand there, and then they do it again. And you stand there, and you're standing there looking at them, right?
Right.
You know, just daring them to touch it. But what I've learned is that if they go to touch the radiator, and you say, no, sir, don't touch radiator, obey mama, and then you leave.
Yeah.
If they go to touch it again.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is to pick them up and remove them from the temptation. Okay, stick them in their bed or in their whatever. But if you look away and let them obey or surrender with dignity with you not staring at them, that's basically what that means.
Because
if you're staring down at them, you know, and what are you going to do? You're going to touch it? You're going to touch it? You're going to touch it? You're going to touch them? Instead of staring at them, turn away and don't look at them, and they'll usually just walk away and not have to touch it.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, say usually, but what you're doing is you're avoiding the power struggle.
Right. You're not having the removing, yeah.
You're avoiding the power struggle and you are giving them, you know, you're giving them an opportunity without the daring on your part.
Well, right, cuz you're just staring
because
at them.
Essentially, if you're standing there staring at them and you've told them how to obey you, then you've already engaged the power
mm-hmm.
struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they either surrender to it or they
right.
continue it, but you've already engaged it.
Mm-hmm.
If you give them an instruction and then let them obey it and walk away and don't stand over them and don't dare them,
allow
then it's,
them the
then
chance
it's their
to obey.
Their opportunity. And so you're You're allowing them to surrender with dignity.
Right.
Now, my point is what I've learned is that this works with husbands and wives too.
Okay.
We were in Sunday school last Sunday, and I made a statement in Sunday school that we watch TV too much, and that we should take time on, especially on Sundays, to turn it off and meditate on the Word.
We were all talking in Sunday school about
the whole bit that we've all had, that whole conversation of we watch too much television, we need to turn stuff off and just relax. And well, anyway, so I'm at home. And Sunday afternoon, it's a beautiful day, probably the prettiest day ever in the history of man. And
at least.
Yeah. And Faith's like, well, we're going outside and everything, and we're going to enjoy the day. We're going to sit outside in the sun. It's really just nice. I'm like, okay. And I'm sitting on the couch, and I just want to relax. And I turn on The Naked Archaeologist, which is, one of my favorite things to do, and watch. And I'm watching that, and
it's
like,
not The Naked Archaeologist. It's The Naked Archaeologist. What? You told me to help you not speak that way, so I'm. It's The Naked. Say naked.
Naked. Naked.
Naked.
Naked.
Ah, you did it.
Oh, I did it.
Naked.
Naked. So I was watching The Naked Archaeologist, and Faith says, you're going to come outside with us. And I'm like, yeah, in a little while. I'm going to watch this. And I just really just wanted to sit and drink my tea and relax on the couch. And she's like, you said that you wanted to watch different. Now, you come outside with us. You know that that's what you said you wanted to do. Now, you come outside with us. And I knew I could feel it. I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I could tell in his demeanor. He's like, tell me what to do. I'm going to sit my butt on this couch and watch my show.
As long as I want to. I make the payments on this couch. So... before it got there, I mean, I could feel that welling up inside of me. I didn't actually go all the way through that entire bit. I just felt it welling up inside of me a little bit. And Faith just walks out and goes outside. And then I knew it's going to be okay. I could sit here and watch this show, and Faith's not going to care. She's outside enjoying the sun. And so then it was left up to me to make the decision. There was nobody there to argue with. It was just, yeah, she reminded me of something I said, and now it's up to me to make the decision. And so I was able to make a good decision, turn the television off, and go outside.
I came outside.
Because it wasn't about any type of power struggle. It made it about the issue and not the power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I see couples, and I know couples, and you know couples too, who are so involved in the power struggle that the issue is just silly.
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter what the issue is. They'll fight about anything.
But yeah, I mean, some of the issues are like, who cares? One of you give in and let's get on with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he called Saturday. No, he called Friday. Who cares?
It doesn't matter when he called.
And when they would say, well, it does matter because.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
they would give you
right.
Three reasons why it mattered that yep. He called on Friday instead of Saturday.
That's right. It's very important that I'm right.
You talk about people making you tired.
Yeah, oh, no kidding.
So anyway, the point is that don't get caught up in the power struggles. Focus on the issues and surrender with dignity and allow your mate to surrender with dignity and just...
And your children.
And your
it
children.
Works great for teenagers and for Helen too. I mean, her age.
It works good for anybody.
Yeah.
People at work, for anybody, yeah. Anywhere.
It's good because, people don't want to... It's our nature, our sin nature wants to, the hair raises up, we're like, no, I'm not doing that because you told me to. It's the same way with a 2-year-old as it is with a 40-year-old,
And what does God do with us?
Excuse me, 39-year-old.
He tells us what the right thing to do is,
and then he lets us have space to make the decision.
So.
That's that.
If it's good enough for the Lord, it's good enough for us.
That's right.
That's right. All right, so let's see what Gracie has to tell us today.
Gracie. You mean Ruth Ann?
Well, I was looking at a message from, I was looking at a voicemail from Gracie. So, but I meant Ruth Ann, yes. So, okay. Let's see what Benita Ordelia from the field has to tell us.
Furry, furry day, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Our verse for today is one we all know well, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. There's a saying that goes that the crosses we bear aren't supposed to be so heavy that they crush us, just heavy enough to bring us to our knees. I do believe there are times that what we are going through, our only method of escape is found on our knees, seeking the Lord's face and will for our lives at that time. No matter what the circumstances, be sure that our Lord is always ready to help us through. Benedicciones, mi ardillas. This is Bonita shooting you back to Squirrel Central.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. Now we're going to guess what? Well, we don't have time for guess what.
We're gonna
end now. We're going to play guess what tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that sound like a plan?
It's a plan.
We can do that.
I'm in. Is that it?
Like Flynn?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. That was quick.
Hey, listen, we got a Grace Junkie. Hopefully, we have a Grace Junkie episode coming out this week.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make a couple comments about that.
If Tim gets around to fixing it all up. We recorded it last week, and last Wednesday night, I believe. And it was great. I loved it. I thought it was one of the best ones we've ever done. So
I liked it. I thought it was very good listening to it.
Looking forward to that. I mean, we had three girls and three boys on the show. So, or three women, three ladies and three gentlemen.
There you go.
Well, three ladies, two gentlemen, and me. All right, everybody. Bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.